Attainment with Attitude is sponsored by Attainment Inc. and Leadership Management Incorporated. Attainment and LMI help business leaders to make measurable behavior changes necessary to achieve their goals. Each week, we will follow the progress of an Attainment client through their 8-week program and hear how the client is working through fears and obstacles that stand in the way of their goals. Take the free Strategic Leadership Skills Questionnaire at www.attainmentinc.com. Linda, Rick, welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, John.
I love this segment because Rick, I just want to hear this week on how well you're doing. You know that's coming, so you better be ready for this.
And I'm grading you.
I'm ready. We want to remind our listeners that we've got Linda Tennant from Attainment Inc. here in the studio and Rick Duncan from Duncan & Son Lines, a transportation company here in town. Rick, tell our audience one more time, bring us up to speed here. What were your three goals that you're working on?
The first goal was to increase our sales by $3 million. The second goal was to work on management teamwork. And the third goal was to develop employee potential, and we're working with one employee on that right now.
Okay. And now in the second goal, you were going to reduce the number of questions that you were getting from your management team? Is that the measure that we were going to follow?
Eventually down to nothing.
You don't want anybody coming to you for anything but what?
Positive and reinforcing work.
Okay, well, that's the goal then. That's a very worthy goal. You know, it's like when you're the boss, everybody's coming after you for something, aren't they?
Oh, yes,
And that just takes up a lot of time.
It does.
Do you like to just walk around your company and just hang out and talk to employees and just have a casual relationship?
You know, I'd love to do that, but I really don't have much time. It seems like once I get in the office, it's just one thing after the other, and it's difficult. I do get a little bit of time, but not nearly as much as I should.
All right, well, if we get your management team all talking to each other and not running to you for everything, that's going to free up some time you can hang out with the guys, right?
Management by walking around, right?
Exactly. I love that. People thought I was just being nosy and lazy. You accused me of being... what? Spying?
Egotistical?
The word?
Oh, no, that's
spying or something. I think it's a great thing to walk around and talk to your employees. Linda, so tell us, what has actually happened here in the last week?
This week, Rick worked on his 7-day goal, which is directly in support of his number one goal, which had to do with the sales, and he's going to tell you about that. He's making great progress on that. And he listened to the CD and read the information for the new lesson, which had to do with developing the potential of people and training them.
Oh, that's like goal number 3.
Yes.
Okay.
It's directly related.
Good, good.
And also he began working on a tool called the My Time Goal Achievement Planner, which he'll probably tell you about either with this show or in future shows. And we spent a little bit of time on the phone reviewing his progress and his best ideas and his next steps and that sort of thing. And in terms of this lesson, this really focuses a lot on the fact that developing people is actually the key to productivity. And a lot of times it's the greatest opportunity within a company to develop the leaders. There is a shortage of great leaders out there today. Everybody is telling us that. And the way to take care of that is to develop them from within. And that's what he's beginning to focus on. And also making sure that you have their high payoff activities, their most important things to find.
Now, so you've taken a little bit of time here to talk about some of the process that Rick has gone through, and each week you kind of give us a little update on this. I got to tell the audience, I saw the binder.
Yes, you did.
That you guys use. Rick, you have my sympathies. My audience can see this here. It's like 5 inches thick, packed with material. I couldn't believe the size of this thing.
I'm getting a workout.
We're just lugging it around, basically. All right. So Rick, what did you learn this week? What happened?
Well, I learned a lot of things this week. We didn't spend as much time together, which was good, but I think the basic time we spent the week before gave me a good foundation for this week. And we worked on the sales goals this week. One of the things we did there is I brought in my sales manager, and we went through the goal planning process, which Linda has given me. And I thought it was really good. It allowed us to... you know, bring out a lot of things we wouldn't have probably talked about otherwise. And it also gives us a written format that we can go back to.
Okay.
And it also did something which we don't do a lot, is it gave us a chance to set some goals and set a timeline for those goals. So we know that we've got to get on the ball, or he's got to get on the ball and do certain things by a certain date.
Okay. All right. So,
so you've increased stress in this person's life, haven't you?
No, I've given them a process.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Right.
Big difference, Tom.
This is a really key point, if I could just say real quickly.
Please jump in.
You know, because I thought about Tom's comment last time about it increases pressure and stress. Mm-hmm. And he's right on. You know, if we just tell the person that they have to increase a certain amount of sales without helping them know what the steps are, taking it a step at a time, giving them tools, it does. This way, though, just like I loved hearing Rick say it, it allows them to have a process. You have to teach them a process.
Yeah, you can't just say, bring me $3 million more.
No, we
or I'll fire you. Or
yeah, we analyzed it and decided how we were going to do it, and it was really good. It brought out a lot of things. From there, I worked on the management teamwork. I started by following up with my son on a question that one of my managers brought to me that I couldn't understand why they couldn't have solved the problem themselves. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to work on that, people not coming to me with either petty things or things they even important things that they should be able to work out themselves. So I'm starting on that. I haven't got real far with it. And also I've been working with my accounting department, my CFO, and his assistant to work with the people within the department to develop a better teamwork attitude to get better results from the accounting department. So that's following up with the management teamwork. And then from there, working on developing the employee potential, we've been working with one employee. He is enrolled in college in a class in communications, which, I mean, is just wonderful. It's going to give him a lot of skills that he didn't have before. And then we're planning even beyond that as to what the next class is going to be. And Linda also has classes that she's offered to work with us and work with him specifically on developing some better skills for he's a customer service manager. I guess I let slip who he was there.
But what's his attitude toward all this? Does he appreciate the fact that that you guys are providing all this additional training for him?
Well, that's a great thing. He came back and thanked me for okay, sitting good, down good. With him and starting on the process. So that was really, wow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, all of us in business have some areas where we could use some improvement, obviously. And boy, to have the company take an interest and say, gee, if here's some areas that we could work on, and we'll even pay, you know, to get you some extra training to take you up to the next level. I mean, who wouldn't appreciate that?
Yeah, he did. And it was really great. Made me feel good, too.
Any ahas this past week or anything you learned about yourself you didn't know already?
Yeah, there was really three things that I did. One of them was I found that sometimes instead of criticizing or reprimanding a person, that bringing him the skills that he needs to do his job is the better way to do it, and I'm getting better results that way. Another thing is I'm looking at my team and I'm realizing that, you know, I've got to analyze them and say, do I have the right people? Because if I don't have the right people, there's nothing, no matter how hard I work, that's going to make me succeed. And I also found out that I needed to spend more time now trying to resolve conflicts and issues amongst the team members, my managers, to save time in the long run.
So put out those little fires before they become big ones.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, it sounds like you had a fantastic week then. Linda, what's the homework for Rick this coming week?
This week's focus is exercising authority effectively. Now, Rick, I have a sense probably that's something he's already very comfortable with, but many times untrained managers, that's one of their biggest obstacles because they're supervising people who are buddies, and it's hard to hold them accountable. So he's going to go through that. He's also going to take steps to move forward on his number one goal. And by the way, the focus is we do him in priority, number one. So he's focusing on the sales.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Well, Rick, good luck to you this coming week, and we are looking forward to your report back next week. Tom's going to start grading you, by the way.
Oh, I give you a B+ tonight. I think you've done a lot of work this week, and you've got some happier employees because of it, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I do. Well,
yes.
A B+,
thanks.
That's
a B,
good.
B+.
Yeah, B+.
I'm
hoping
for an
A.
I'm a tough grader.
Oh, for crying.
We can't give him an A off right away. He's got to work up to it.
Here's your lesson right. 101. What would take him to an A? That's what you should be able to answer.
Exactly. Exactly.
Take him to an A. Everyone gets a raise.
To an A. Oh. More money for everyone. That's what it is. All right, Linda, Rick, thanks very much for coming in. We're going to take a quick break.
Thank you.